Okay, Larry, it's time for the theme song.
Yeah, Bob. What do I do?
Let's see. I know! You play the guitar.
Bob, I don't have any hands.
Oh, you're right. Well, okay, well, you play this.
I don't want to play that. I'll look silly.
Oh, come on. It'll be fun.
Nope. Not gonna do it.
It's for the kids.
Oh, okay. But they better not laugh.
All right. Better get on out there.
If you like to talk to tomatoes, if a squash can make you smile, if you like to waltz with potatoes, up and down the produce aisle.
Have we got a show for you?
Kids, welcome to VeggieTales. I'm Bob the Tomato.
And I'm Larry the Cucumber.
And today we're going to do something kind of special for you. Can you guess why?
Because God made you special.
You see, Larry and I were talking it over, and since we always end the show by telling you that God made you special,
we thought we'd do a whole show about it, because it's not just the way we say goodbye.
Nope, we really mean it. Right, guys?
Oh, that's right.
Well, let's get started. A one and a two and a...
Hit it, Corny!
Larry, what are you doing?
There's nothing that says special like colored balloons.
Well, it's not exactly what I planned. You see, I was wanting something a little...
Bob. Balloons! And wait till you see what else I got!
Okay, but just promise you'll save me a little time.
Sure thing, buddy. But first, I have a special guest.
Hello!
Hello, Junior!
Hi, Junior! What have you got for us today?
Well, today I want to share one of my favorite stories. It's one where I got to show the kids who are small like me that God can use them for big things, because He made them special.
Oh, I think I know what it is. Does it involve a giant pickle?
That's right, Bob.
Did you learn anything else from this story?
Yeah. Sheep tip over real easily. Now, let's watch the story of Dave and the giant pickle.
Now, Dave lived in a land called Israel a long, long time ago. So long ago that there weren't any cars or telephones or vacuum cleaners or anything. There were mostly just sheep, especially around Dave's house, because Dave was a shepherd. No, that's not him. That's one of his brothers. Nope, another brother. Another brother. Dave had a lot of brothers. Aha, there he is. No, not the sheep. He's behind the sheep. Shoo there, Fluffy.
Hi, I'm Dave. I have a lot of brothers.
Yep, seven to be exact. Now, Dave and his brothers spent most of their time in the fields taking care of their sheep, which could be hard work because their sheep had an unusual problem.
They tip over. Oh, look, there goes one now.
But Dave had an even bigger problem. You see, of all the brothers, he was the smallest.
That's right. Everybody's bigger than I am.
And sometimes his big brothers would pick on him.
Oh, Dave, one of my sheep fell over. Would you come pick it up for me?
I'm kind of busy right now.
Do you remember the time we dipped you in tar and stuck you to the backside of an angry water buffalo?
I'll be right there.
Hey, Dave, one of my sheep fell too.
Just a minute.
Oh, look. All my sheep fell over. Dave.
Oh, Dave, after you pick up our sheep, could you run and get me a bite to eat? I'm famished.
Oh, yeah, me too. Get me something, too.
You know, sometimes I think I could eat a whole camel.
Oh, yeah? Well, sometimes I think I could eat a whole spaceship.
What's a spaceship?
I have no idea.
That's how things had pretty much always been for Dave. Nothing really exciting happened around there until one day when their dad, Jesse, came running out with some horrible news.
Whoa! Dave, can you pick those up? Oh, boys! Oh, boys! I got horrible news! The Philistines are attacking!
The lima beans are, lacking?
The nectarines are quacking?
One more time, please, and let's work on our enunciation.
The Philistines are attacking! King Saul is putting together an army to stop the Philistines. He needs your help. You must help save Israel.
We must help save Israel.
Hey, Dave. Where do you think you're going?
I must help save Israel.
It's very nice that you want to help, but saving a country is a big thing. You're a little guy. Big people do big things, and little people do little things. So, stay with the sheep.
They're big. I'm little. They go. I twiddle. Why can't little guys do big things too?
By the time Dave's brothers arrived at King Saul's camp, battle lines had been drawn between the Philistines and the Israelites. And, as was the custom in their day, the armies lined up and yelled at each other.
Hello, Israelites! You are pigs! And soon we will put apples in your mouths and stick you in our toaster ovens!
Oh, yes! After we defeat you, you will be our slaves and you will have to fetch us our slippers!
Yes! And iron our trousers!
Oh, and wipe our little noses!
Aha! And scratch that spot on our backs we cannot reach no matter how hard we try! Don't you have anything to say?
Do you guys have any fried chicken? I've got a real hankering for fried chicken.
Yeah, me too.
This is going to be easier than we thought. You know, I think I can save us all a lot of time. How about if we bring out our strongest man, and you bring out your strongest man, and they will fight? If our champion beats your champion, you will be our slaves. But if your champion defeats us, we will be your slaves. What do you think about that?
Well, the Israelites were getting kind of tired of the yelling, and the Philistines did seem a little on the small side, so King Saul agreed.
That seems like a reasonable idea. All right, we agree. Send out your champion.
Hey, Goliath!
Who will I fight?
The Israelites were so terrified of Goliath that they all ran away and hid.
Nobody will fight. I'll come back tomorrow.
And that's exactly what he did. Goliath came back the next day, and the next day, and the next day for 40 days. But every time he showed up, all the Israelites ran away and hid. Finally, Jesse started to worry about his boys, so he sent little Dave to the battlefield with some food. Now, Dave got to King Saul's camp just about the time Goliath was going to come out, so all the Israelites were hiding.
Hello? Is anybody here?
Shh, he'll hear you.
Who?
Him, that big pickle over there.
Who will fight me?
Well, who's gonna fight him?
What are you, nuts? He'd have us for lunch. Speaking of which, what'd you bring us?
Here you go.
Pizza.
Oh, cheese in the crust. That's tremendous.
Come on, guys. Have you forgotten? We're the children of God.
No one to fight. They told me that you are the children of God. You are cowards. I come back tomorrow.
I can't believe you're letting him say that! Somebody's gotta do something!
What are you gonna do, Dave? Remember, you're a little guy! Leave this big stuff to us big people! Do you think he saw me?
No, you're okay.
Phew!
Well, Dave knew exactly what he had to do, so he went straight to King Saul and announced his plan.
I will fight Goliath!
King Saul took the news rather well.
I'm sorry, my ears must be failing. I could have sworn I heard you say that you'd fight Goliath. But you didn't say that, did you?
Yes, I did!
Oh, I say, that's very kind, but let's be reasonable. You are a tiny little fellow, and, well, Goliath, he's enormous. No, that's a job for a big person, not a little boy like you. You're not going to sing, are you? Couldn't you just play your harp and I'll throw things at you? Oh. What you're saying? All right, I understand. Now, let's suppose that this is true. You still look rather wimpy, but I know what we can do. Just step behind this curtain. It will only take a minute. There's a closet in the corner, and you'll like what I've got in it. You'll find my royal armor there. Now, Dally, put it on. Yes, now you'll look much bigger when the battle lines are drawn. One more thing you'll need, I think. Pick up my royal sword. It's a big one and a beauty. The best we could afford. Once you've got it all together, I think you will agree. You're bound to do much better if you try to look like me.
Oh, dear.
You know, I think maybe I should just be plain old me.
Oh, yes. Well, I suppose. But have you seen Goliath? Why, he's
He's big, but that's bigger. And when I think of him, that's when I figure.
With his help, little guys can do big things.
With his help, I know I can do big things.
With his help, little guys can do big things, too.
Getting into. Oh, dear.
Well, Dave wasn't exactly sure what he was getting into, but he knew God would be there with him. So he went down to a stream and found 5 smooth stones. Then he went back to the camp and waited for Goliath.
Who will fight me?
I will fight you, Goliath!
You know, if I didn't know better, I'd say that sounded like Dave.
Oh, yeah. You know, if I didn't know better, I'd say that looks like Dave.
Huh? Dave?
Goliath was equally surprised.
Who said that?
I did!
Huh? Whoa! Am I a dog that you come at me with sticks?
I don't exactly know what you mean, but you are not a dog. You are a really big guy that wants to beat me up. And I come at you not with sticks, but in the name of the God of Israel, who this day shall help me defeat you.
We will see who defeats who. Now we fight.
It's showtime!
So scared of Dave that they all ran away and hid, and Israel was saved. And that's the story of Dave, a really little guy who did a really big thing.
That was great, Junior. Thanks.
No problem.
Yeah, thanks, Junior. And now, kids, I've got a little something that...
Bob?
Yeah?
I'm not done yet.
But...
I thought it would be a good idea to ask some kids what they thought of the story, too.
Here? Right now?
Don't be silly. I got them on tape. Roll film!
When people make you sad, you can think that in your mind that God knows that you're special to him because he made you. It doesn't matter what other people think. It just matters what God thinks.
The little guy, Dave, his brothers told him he was too little.
He was feeling bad because his brothers were being very mean to him just because he was little.
When I need some help, God's always with me. So if I need some help, God would help me do it. He taught me how to ride my bike and how to play baseball and basketball. Lots of things God taught me how to do.
Even if you're little, you can still do big things.
Hi, everyone. This is Larry. Normally, this would be the time when the narrator comes on and says, "And now it's time for Silly Songs with Larry, the part of the show where Larry comes out and sings a silly song." But I've been thinking and talking with the guys.
And we've decided it's time to broaden our scope.
Artistically.
Yeah, we're artists!
Word up!
There's a time to be silly, and there's a time to be serious.
A time to open up your heart
and show how you feel. Artistically!
'Cause we all have something to share. Your eyes see right through my disguise,
and no one can deny.
Maybe that I'm the one whose love is no surprise,
and he can't tell you no lie.
But there's a secret I've been hiding, I can't keep it no more.
There's this thing about himself he's never told you before.
Maybe tell me how you feel,
'cause his love is for real.
And if you went away, my heart would never heal.
So to you he appeals.
There's something missing in my middle, and it's hard to ignore.
There's this thing about himself he's never told you before.
Baby,
it'd be covered by your shirt, but not your HMO.
Belly button. Belly button.
A stylish something absent from my midriff's decor.
There's this thing about himself he's never told you before.
Maybe.
Do I at least get a lollipop?
Wow, Larry, that was great!
Thanks, Bob. Now, I have a little something about Bob.
Oh, is it my turn?
No. I didn't say bye, Bob. I said about Bob.
What?
I dug up that little story about your vacation last summer.
You didn't.
Come on, we all learned a lesson from that one.
Yeah, but...
Roll film! Bob, hurry or you'll miss your bus.
Thanks for watching the house while I'm on vacation, Larry.
Oh, I'll take care of everything. Watering your plants, doing your laundry here, and...
Oh, that's not laundry. That's the fan mail you need to answer while I'm gone.
Fan mail? Me? Alone? All of it?
You sure you still want to go through with this?
Yeah, sure. It's just I never did this all alone before.
Oh, you'll be fine. We've done this together dozens of times. Just keep them short and sweet. You'll be done in no time.
I guess.
Here's my list.
Your list?
Raymond likes indirect light and only needs a misting. Everyone else gets a good drenching on odd days.
Raymond?
My fern. Plant food is in the pantry. Phone numbers are on the list. Oh, I forgot my sunblock. I have sensitive skin. Could you get that?
Okay. Hello? No, it's me, Larry.
Oh, hi, Larry. Where's Bob?
Vacation. I'm gonna water his plants.
Oui. Raymond is particular about his light, you know.
So I hear.
Can you ask Bob if I got any mails this week?
Actually,
you can ask me. I'm gonna answer the mail by myself this time.
Oh, how exciting.
You will do a great job, I know. By the way, will you need help with the watering? I can send over my gardener.
Nah, I won't need him. I can handle it just fine.
He won't need me?
Are you quite certain? Raymond is no ordinary houseplant.
Oh, please. He's not so special. It'll be a cinch.
Not special.
Later. Oh, hi, Bob. Y'all set?
I guess so.
Well, have a good time.
Yeah. Larry, if you have any questions, you can call me on my cell, you know?
You don't want that. Vacation and all. I'll have everything under control.
I don't believe it. After all this time, you think you know a guy.
Well, hasta luego! Amigo?
I'll have you know, I am no ordinary tomato!
That was weird. Guess he really does need that vacation.
Not special? Me? Not special? Everyone knows I'm special! Why would Larry think I'm not?
There he is! There he is!
Oh, I'll be happy to autograph your...
Wait!
Ice cream?
I'll have a fudge banana swirl.
Make mine a pistachio popper.
Excuse me. I hate to be a bother, but...
Oh, it's no bother. I get this all the time.
But do you have change?
What? I'm running a bit low. Me too. Maybe Larry's right. Maybe I'm not so special after all.
And next time, keep it in the fridge instead of under it. Remember, God made you special, and He loves you very much. Your friend, Larry. Dear Bob and Larry, my dog has fleas? Man, I'm never gonna get finished. Hello?
Hi, Bob.
No, it's me, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Oh, hi, Jimmy. What you up to?
Well, we were wondering if you could think of something to do. We're getting a little bored, you know?
Hey, I have an idea. You wanna come over and help me answer the fan mail?
Can I bring Jerry?
Sure. Bring Jerry. Later.
Hi.
Whoa, that was quick.
We brought some friends.
That's okay. The more the merrier.
Where's the mail? I like writing letters.
I've got an idea. How about some popcorn?
Aye, popcorn would make this a real party.
Well, that sounds like fun, but come on, this isn't my house. I don't think we should.
Perhaps he's right.
What were we thinking?
Popcorn would spoil our appetite.
We should order pizza!
Hooray! Pizza! I'm gonna need 7 larges with extra cheese.
Hey, that's too many.
Then let's invite more people.
Larry thinks I'm not special. I know I'm not the flashiest tomato, but folks still like me.
Your lemonade, sir.
You like me, right?
Pardon me?
I might be a little high-strung, but I'm basically a likable fellow, aren't I?
Have we met, sir?
You have no idea who I am?
Can't say as I do.
Maybe I'm not so special.
Now hold on right there, sir. I think you're a wee bit confused. You think you're not special because I don't know you?
But I'm Bob, you know? Bob the Tomato? I'm special! At least I thought I was.
Take a gander here. It's, from the gift shop. $7.95.
Charge it to my room.
You see, We're all kind of like snowflakes.
I don't follow you.
Look closer, lad.
Wow.
Did you ever see a picture of a snowflake?
Yeah. They're all different from each other.
Millions and millions of them. Each one different. You might say they're special. Now, when they're all laying out on the hillside, it's hard to tell them apart. None of them stand out, do they?
Well, no.
Does that make them less special?
No. I guess not.
You see, God made each one of us special, and he loves us very much. I heard that from a very wise tomato. Feeling better?
Mm-hmm.
Learned a lesson? I think when you go home, you'll find that your friends have been pining for your return.
You're right. I'm cutting my vacation short.
There goes a happy tomato. A lousy tipper, but a happy tomato.
Oh no!
Ooh, look! A fan letter for me! I will answer this one myself.
Yeah. Oh, man. Come on, guys. I think you should go home now. This isn't my house. Could you use a coaster over there? Madam, the green cheese is all over the thing. Everyone! Look, I think it's great that we all got together, but, you know, we don't really have permission to be having a party here. So, maybe we could just clean up the mess and move all the fun over to my house. Maybe I can get this all cleaned up before Bob. Surprise?
A party? For me? Oh, guys, you don't know what this means to me. So, Larry, do you really think I'm not so special?
What?
I heard you on the phone.
What? Oh, that! I was talking about your fern.
What? Raymond? Oh.
I'd never say you're not special, Bob. You're my best friend.
Oh, never mind. I'm so embarrassed.
You're not the only one. Bob, this isn't really what it looks like. I'm sorry. I was trying to work on the letters, but I needed help, and then one thing led to another, and before I knew it, there was a house full of people and pizza and brie cheese. And
it's okay, Larry. It could have happened to anybody.
Really?
Well, no. This could only happen to me. Oh, that's my cell. Hello? Oh, hey, Larry, it's QWERTY. He says he's got a verse for us. You created the deepest parts of my being. You put me together inside my mother's body. Psalm 139:13.
See, Bob? God made everyone special.
And he loves them very much. Oh, wonderful production, you guys.
A fine lesson learned.
Very enjoyable.
That was a great deal of pizza.
See? Now that wasn't so bad, was it?
I guess not. But you know, I still have pizza stains on my sofa.
Well, now it's time to hear from Jimmy and Jerry Gord. Psst. Jimmy, Jerry, you're next.
Well, we're waiting.
For what?
Where's the food?
What food? I told you this wasn't the lunch line.
Shh! Are you sure you don't have a little something to snack on?
Guys, you're supposed to tell us about a show that teaches us how God makes everyone special.
Oh, that's easy. And that was when we were, way back when. You sure you don't have something to eat? Even a pretzel?
Tell him about our first show.
Oh, yeah. We got to eat a lot on that show.
No, I mean the other part.
Oh, right. Well, you see, it was our first show, and we were kind of worried that nobody would like us.
Which was kind of funny.
Because the story was about two guys that nobody really liked at first.
Until
they found out just how special they were. You got any Cheese Whits?
So is there anyone else you'd like to invite to your birthday party?
Let's see. Don't forget Louie. Oh, and Marcia. I think that's it.
Are you forgetting anyone else?
No, I don't think so.
Well, what about Fernando? I bet he'd like to come.
No, not Fernando.
Why not?
Well, he just moved here, so I don't know him very well. And besides, he talks kind of funny.
Now, Junior, he doesn't talk funny. He just talks different. His family is from another country.
Yeah, I know. It still sounds funny.
You know, Junior, God wants us to love everybody, not just the people that are like us. So we need to accept others just the way they are. Besides, we can learn a lot from people who are different than us.
Yeah, I suppose.
I'll tell you what, you think about it, and in the morning we'll talk some more. Okay?
Okay.
Good night, Junior.
Good night, Dad.
I'm Bob. I'm a tomato, and I need your help.
Whoa, deja vu. What's he got on his space helmet?
Huh? What do you mean? Larry!
What?
How many times have I told you not to eat while you're wearing your helmet?
Oh, sorry.
We need your help, Junior. Our starship, the USS Apple Pies, is in grave danger.
Oh, really? Tell me more.
In just 8 minutes, the ship and its crew will be smashed to bits by a giant meteor.
Good heavens. Well, can't you just move the ship out of the way?
That's just it. The Apple Pies is completely without power. Dead in the water. She can't budge an inch.
She's stuck.
Oh, dear. Well, gee, how can I help?
Didn't you minor in aerospace technology at the Happy Tots preschool?
Why, yes! Yes, I did!
What do you major in?
That's not important now.
Play-Doh.
Me too.
No time for chit-chat! Junior, only you can save the apple pies! Lieutenant Larry, the shrinker beam!
Aye, aye, Captain Bob.
There it is, the USS Apple Pies. When we get on board, you'll be briefed by the ship's engineer, Scooter. Then you can get to work fixing the power.
Okay.
You've returned!
Hello, Scooter. Any luck?
I'm afraid not, Captain. The engines have got no power, and we've only 5 minutes till that meteor smashes us to bits.
How many people are on the ship?
364.
And how many escape pods are there?
Two.
Drat. How much do you know about this meteor?
Funny you should mention it. Our sensors have just determined that the meteor is made entirely out of...
What? Out of what?
Popcorn!
A popcorn ball meteor.
The worst kind.
Would that be caramel or cheese? Because I don't like that cheese stuff very much. It gets stuck to my tooth.
It makes precious little difference when it hits at 5,000 miles an hour.
Ah, good point.
Meet me in St. Louis, Louis. Meet me at the fair.
Hey, who are those guys?
The lights are shining. Huh?
Oh, never mind them. They're the new guys.
Hoochie coochie. I will be your tootsie wootsie. Meet me in St. Louis. I'll be waiting there.
Well, maybe they have some ideas.
What? Not the new guys. They don't know anything. All they do is sing and eat. Eat and sing. Between you and me, I think they're crazy.
We will dance the hoochie coochie. I will be your tootsie wootsie. Meet me in St. Louis. I'll be waiting there.
Hi, I'm Junior.
I'm Jimmy Gord.
I'm Jerry Gord.
We're the new guys.
So, why do you sing all the time?
Why don't you?
'Cause it's weird. I mean, different.
You know, sometimes differences can be good if we just take the time to get to know each other.
Yeah, maybe. So, why do you eat so much?
We're hungry, I guess.
It's our metabolism or something.
You know, sometimes I think I could eat a whole bus.
Yeah, well, sometimes I think I could eat a whole spaceship.
Oh, yeah? Well, sometimes I think I could eat a whole planet.
I could eat a rooster, a rooster, and more.
How many escape pods did you say there were?
Two!
Jimmy, did you mean what you said about eating a whole planet?
Well, sure, but...
How would you guys like to help save the ship?
Well, gosh, that'd be swell.
Grab the guards!
So then, we'll just stay here?
Hey, it's kind of like a field trip or something.
Only 2 minutes left. I hope this works.
Do you know the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man? Do you know the Muffin Man? He lives on Drury Lane.
I bet I could eat all his muffins.
Oh, well, I bet I could eat all his muffins in his house. Yeah.
Hey, look, some kind of a planet or something. Hey, maybe that's where the Muffin Man lives.
No, Jerry, he lives on Drury Lane.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what is this stuff? It's popcorn!
Let's eat it!
Do you think it's possible?
If anyone can do it, they can!
Only 10 seconds left. I sure hope those gourds were hungry. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Incoming!
No more for me, thanks. I'm full. Excuse me.
Get 'em in here! Save the ship!
Oh, it was nothing.
Nothing? You're telling me saving 364 lives by rapidly consuming 14,000 metric tons of popcorn is nothing?
Well, I guess maybe it's a little something.
And to think I wouldn't be your friend just because you guys are different. Why, if you weren't different, none of us would be here right now.
Hey, guys, look at this. Well, I got a little bit hungry, so I was just snacking on the end table when I saw this. It's some kind of electrical plug or something.
Plug it in!
Yay! Why didn't I think of that? You guys are something else!
You know, it kind of reminds me of a song.
Hit it, boys. Have you ever seen a boy with funny clothes? A girl with braces on her teeth or freckles on her nose? Some kids call them oddballs. Some kids call them weird.
Is it my imagination, or does Aunt Ruth have a beard?
God makes lots of people in all colors, shapes, and sizes. He loves them very much, and what we need to realize is that calling people names because they're different is wrong. Instead, we need to look on them in love and sing this song.
I can be your friend. I can be your friend. Any day in any weather, we can be friends and play together.
Yeah, we're all pretty different. Some are skinny, some are stout.
But the inside is the part that we're supposed to care about.
Aye, that's where we got feelings that are very much the same.
And so instead of weirdo, I think friend's a better name.
I can be your friend.
What is it? Is something wrong?
Oh, no. I just wanted to tell you that I'm going to invite Fernando to my party after all.
Really? That was quick. What made you change your mind?
Well, you know, being different can be good. Like, maybe if my party's about to be smashed by a giant popcorn bomb in air, Fernando could eat it! Or maybe if the slime monster shows up and tries to squirt slime all over us, Fernando could maybe blast him with his X-ray eyes.
Well, I don't think Fernando could do those kinds of things. But I bet he could teach you about his country and show you the kinds of foods he likes to eat. Who knows? You might like it.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
I sure am proud of you for making the right decision. Well, it's time for sleeping. I love you, little mister.
I love you, big mister.
See you tomorrow.
Okay. What is it now?
Well, Lieutenant Larry here dropped our map right out of the spaceship.
Sorry.
And, we were wondering if you could just give us directions to the freeway. I think we can make it from there.
Out the window, down the street, left at Mr. Slushy.
Great. Thanks.
That's what I said. I said left at Mr. Slushy.
Oh, no. You said right. I distinctly remember you saying right at Mr. Slushy.
Why would I say that? That'd be crazy. I'm kind of thirsty. Can we stop at Mr. Slushy?
No. We need that money for tolls.
I think outer space would be like there's meteoroids, comets. Asteroids.
There's this popcorn meteor, and it's about to hit this USS Apple Pies.
If a big meteor was coming at my ship, I want it to be made of broccoli and cheese.
If I had to eat a giant meteor, I would hope it would be made out of hot dogs.
And chicken wings.
I wish it would be made out of giant raspberries. They're so juicy and sweet, and then when you bite into it, the seeds pop, and I love it.
It doesn't matter if they're different or something, because, I mean, people like different than other people. It isn't like everyone's like the same, because that would be kind of weird.
Even if someone's different, in God's eyes, he's special.
And now it's time for Silly Songs with Larry, the part of the show where Larry comes out and sings a silly song.
There lived a man so long ago, his memories but faint, was not admired,
did not inspire,
like president or saint. But people came from far and near with their afflicted pets for a special cure.
They knew for sure
would it come from other vets.
Whoa! This is a song for your poor sick penguin. He's got a fever, and his toes are
for two. Yule, 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 yule.
He's gone a little loopy, in case you haven't heard. Here's a couple penicillin for your sickly Arctic void.
No skeptic could explain just how, nor could one oft rebut the wondrous deeds that went on in that little alpine hut. Some would stand in silence while some just scratched their scalps for the curious ways of the yodeling veterinarian of the Alps. Whoa!
Good news on the penguin, Doc. He's up and kicking. Jump in your car, drive into the city, buy a jug of milk for your nauseated kitty.
The practice grew, their profits flew, until one fateful day, when the nurse who did assist the doc asked for a raise in pay. The doctor pondered this a while, sat back and scratched his scalp, then said,
"No way, Jose."
To the nurse of the yodeling veterinarian of the Alps. Whoa!
Good news on the kitty, Doc. She's feeling great. 6 kittens. Named one after you. Oh, yeah, that'll wake. He's good.
This should work.
Now the moral of our story, it's the point we hope we've made. When you go a little loopy, better keep your nurse well paid. While some just scratch their scalps for the curious ways of the yodeling veterinarian of the Alps.
Well, Bob, now's a good time for... Bob? Where'd Bob go? Bob!
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 Hello, Bob!
Where is he?
Bob?
Where are you?
Bob!
Oh, dear.
Over here, Larry. I had to run and get something.
Oh, good. Well, I'm almost done, so now'd be a good time to show what you've got planned.
Well, thanks, buddy. You've been doing a great job. Do you guys remember the Snoodles?
Oh, yeah. Don't they have hair like French poodles?
That's right. This is one of my favorite books. And if you don't mind, I'd like to read it to you.
Far, far away in the land of galoots, where the biggle-bag trees bear their biggle-bag fruits, and far lily bushes all blossom in yellow, and thimbuttle plants squirt snooberry jello. Here, where the mountains of Rocky Magoo rise high o'er the meadows of Gildamanjoo, where sunsets are painted with purple and blue, you'll find a small town, not much bigger than you. Welcome to Snoodleburg, home of the Snoodles. A curious folk who eat pancakes with noodles and spend half their days making sketches and doodles and cutting their hair into shapes like French poodles. Now, right in the heart of this curious town is a curious building, the tallest around. With a clock at its top and a chute at its bottom, 'tis pink in the spring and turns red in the autumn. But weirder by far than its color or height is what happens there every fourth Tuesday night. As strange as it seems, it has been demonstrated that snoodles aren't born, but rather created. Every fourth Tuesday at 9:15, the tower will shimmy and rattle and whine, and as the town nibbles on Bigglebang fruit, a shiny young snoodle will drop from the chute. That's where they come from, though no one knows why, nor who could have built the great tower so high. These mysteries of life befuddle most snoodles, who'd much rather focus on pancakes and noodles and cutting their hair into shapes like French poodles. Yes, most found the tower too noisy and strange, until one small snoodle made all of that change. This little snoodle was much like the others. He came without siblings, no sisters or brothers. He came without money, a mom or a dad. The pack on his back was all that he had.
"This is peculiar,"
the little guy said.
"I came from a chute and I fell on my head? What do I look like? What am I for?"
He pondered those questions and then thought of more.
"Checking my bag is a good place to start."
He pulled out some paints.
"Maybe I'm good at art."
The next thing he found was a snoodle kazoo.
"Hey, what do you know? I can make music too."
Then back on his pack, he pulled a small string, and out from the sides popped two little wings.
"Amazing,"
he said with a gleam in his eye.
"I can paint, play kazoo, and now I can fly. Wait till the others see all the great things I can do with my paints, my kazoo, and my wings."
So he packed up his paints and his snoodle kazoo, and he hopped off to show them all what he could do. There from the top of a short, stubby wall, the big snoodles heard the new small snoodle call.
"Come watch me, you guys, as I head for the sky."
He straightened his wings with a gleam in his eye. Then he jumped and he flapped like the red snooted finches that fly from the plains to the peak of Mount Ginches. His flight, unlike theirs, covered only 12 inches.
"You call that flying?
You think you're a bird? We've never seen anything quite so absurd."
The old snoodle snorted. He sniggered. He shook.
"I'll paint you a picture to show how you looked."
The brushstrokes were skillful. The colors were coolish. The story they told made the young one feel foolish.
"Take it from us,"
said a snoodle named Lou.
"Flying just isn't what you're meant to do."
The young snoodle drooped. He felt his heart sag. The painting the old snoodle placed in his bag.
"Carry this with you,"
the old snoodle said,
"so visions of flying don't go to your head."
The weight on his back was as heavy as lead. So under the weight of the picture he bore, he hobbled along feeling lonely and sore. Till up far ahead on a bench near the tower, he spied a bright bundle of far lily flowers. His heart started lifting.
"What beautiful things."
Then he remembered.
"I've got more than wings."
So quickly, he dug the paints out of his pack and hoped that with art, maybe he'd have the knack.
"I did it,"
he yelled to the snoodles in town, then held up his picture as they gathered round.
"You did it all right,"
said the snoodles, replying.
"You showed you're no better at painting than flying."
Then one of them laughed, and while eating a waffle, painted a picture that made him feel awful.
"You're puny.
You're silly.
You're not all that smart. You can't use your wings, and you're no good at art."
That picture, too, was placed in his pack, and made his heart slump just as low as his back.
"I'm ugly. I'm foolish, and so very small. I don't think I should be with snoodles at all."
And so he decided to get out of town. His wings hung so low that they dragged on the ground. He walked past the tower and out of the city. He walked through the fields and thought,
"My, this is pretty. The far lily bushes all blooming in yellow, and thimbiddle plants squirting snowberry jello.
I might like it here,
said the small snoodle fellow. Then feeling some warmth coming back to his chest, he thought he would sit for a moment and rest. But try as he might to sit down with grace, the weight on his back knocked him flat on his face.
Ha! That's a hoot!
Said a voice from behind. A farmer stood up with a thimbuttle vine.
Why, you need a picture, my Snoodleberg bud, lest you forget how you look in the mud.
And so in an instant the picture was done and placed in his backpack, which now weighed a ton. The poor Snoodle struggled. He wobbled. He groaned. He stood to his feet and he said with a moan,
Is there anywhere I can be truly alone?
Just then overhead flew two red-snootered finches, winging their way toward the peak of Mount Ginches.
I see,
said the Snoodle.
Then that's what I'll do. The home for those finches will be my home, too.
So painfully, struggling under his pack, the small Snoodle inched up the big mountain's back. He crawled over boulders in rain and in lightning. He trudged on and on, though the journey was frightening. Till finally on Sunday, at 2:15, he spied all the meadows of Gildamanjoo and realized he was on top of Mount Ginches, alone with the wind and his thoughts and the finches. He thought of the Snoodles. He thought of the tower. He thought of the bell that would chime on the hour. He thought of his pack and his very long walk. He thought it so loudly, he heard his thoughts talk.
Hello,
said his thoughts.
You've made quite a climb.
That voice,
he remarked,
doesn't sound much like mine.
Then he turned and he noticed he wasn't alone, for a man stood behind, near a cave in the stone. He looked like a Snoodle, though quite a bit bigger.
Maybe a giant,
the small Snoodle figured.
I'm going,
the Snoodle boy said with a huff.
And don't paint a picture, I've got quite enough.
But first, come inside,
the man said.
Have some tea. I'm so very pleased that you're visiting me.
The Snoodle boy stopped, though he'd only gone inches, and stared at the stranger he'd found on Mount Ginches. He didn't seem angry. In fact, he looked kind. The poor little boy was confused.
Are you blind? I'm puny. I'm silly. I'm not all that smart. I can't use my wings, and I'm no good at art.
The stranger leaned down with a pain in his heart.
Who told you these things?
He asked.
How do you know?
These pictures I have in my pack tell me so.
The small Snoodle sniffled and started to go.
First, if you please, let me look at this art. That makes your pack heavy and weighs down your heart.
Then, picture by picture, he unpacked the bag that bent the poor Snoodle and made his wings sag.
Dear boy,
said the man,
these look nothing like you.
Then into the fire the pictures he threw. He rose from his chair, saying,
Wait there, you'll see. But what you need most is a picture from me.
The Snoodle sat patiently, sipping his tea. Then from a room in the back he returned and said,
Dear little Snoodle, it's time that you learned what you really look like.
And he threw off the sheet, and what the boy saw warmed him right to his feet. The boy in the portrait looked older and strong, with wings on his back that were sturdy and long, and a look in his eye, both courageous and free.
Sir?
Asked the boy.
Are you saying that's me? I'd like to believe it, but sir, I'm afraid to.
But I know who you are,
the man said.
For I made you. I built the tower and set it in motion. I planted the meadow, put fish in the ocean. And I feed the finches, though most Snoodles doubt it. Not one of them falls that I don't know about it. I've seen you fall down in the mud and the goo. I've seen all you've done and all you will do. I gave you your pack and your paints and your wings. I chose them for you. They're your special things. The Snoodle Kazoo is so you can sing about colors in autumn or flowers in spring. I gave you your brushes in hopes that you'd see how using them, you could make pictures for me. Most of the Snoodles,
the old one said sadly,
just use their paints to make others feel badly.
The young Snoodle pondered the things he'd been told, then wondering something, grew suddenly bold.
But sir, if you made this incredible land, can't you make Snoodles obey your command?
The big one smiled warmly, then said to the small,
a gift that's demanded is no gift at all.
With that, the small Snoodle reached into his pack and pulled out the picture he'd made 10 miles back.
They're far lilies, sir, from over the bridge.
The old one beamed bright and said,
that's for my fridge.
After the small Snoodle's picture was hung, the old one bent down to the face of the young. He said,
here's what you look like. Here's how I see you. Keep this in your pack and you'll find it will free you from all of the pictures and all of the lies that others made up just to cut down your size. And lastly, your wings. You know what they're for. But not just to fly, son. I want you to soar.
But, sir,
said the Snoodle,
how can I fly? This picture's so big, I won't get very high.
But this picture's special. It's bigger, it's brighter. Carry it close, and I think you'll feel lighter.
As soon as he heard it, the Snoodle looked down and noticed that he was an inch off the ground. He laughed and he leaped and he flew from the cave, feeling now older and stronger and brave. And he flew through the clouds and he flew with the finches. He soared up and down round the peak of Mount Ginches. He flew over farlily bushes in yellow and thimbuttle plants squirting snowberry jello. He flew over biggle-bag trees and their fruits in big lazy loops or the land of galoops. Then hurried back home to the center of town where the Snoodles all stood with their wings on the ground. And starting precisely at 2:15, he told them the story that I just told you.
That was beautiful, Bob. I don't know what to say.
Yes, you do.
Right. God made you special, and he loves you very much.
You don't happen to have any more of those interviews, do you?
Sure do. Roll film.
If God drew a picture of me, it would be the picture in my heart. The pictures that the other Snoodles that gave him were pictures that made him feel bad, so they got heavier in his pack. We don't need wings or paints or kazoos. We just need to feel how God made us. I think he made us half of water.
I think that you shouldn't think about what they think, but think about what God thinks.
God drew him a picture when he was older, because God saw the future.
The picture in his pack was the way God saw him. He is special to his creator. No matter what anybody else says, he is special.
In my bed, I start to pray and tell God all about my day. I woke up in my little bed and put my head upon my head. I cleaned my room and cleared my dishes, told Mom breakfast was delicious. I went to school, learned something new, and tried to follow every rule. I studied my vocabulary, had some fun with Bob and Larry. And so, it's good to know how much you love me. It's true. Bible says you do. You really love me. Your love was with me all throughout my day. I somehow overlooked my bed. It seems my dog is underfed. Forgot to change my underclothes. Watched one too many TV shows. I had some trouble sharing toys, and during rest time made some noise. The walls are not for coloring. Sometimes I'm off key when I sing. And so it's really good to know how much you